and she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
And hello, this is the Black Bi Reality podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. And I am back with Josh Martinez to talk about that first episode of Destination X. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? I mean, it's too soon. I wish I would have been talking to you later on in the season.
Exactly.
But,
yeah. I was like, I just talked to this man.
Oh, I know.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's go into it.
All right, so that first conversation, you're on the plane, you guys get to see each other, and it looks like you're hitting it off with Allie. Allie seems to be like a flirt, and I do remember you said that she, the first thing you see, she's an attractive woman. So what was the vibe of that conversation? Do we keep in touch with Allie?
There was definitely some flirtatious energy there. But I was there only for a few days. I was there, I blinked, and I was gone. So... do I think something probably could have happened between me and Allie? Yeah, but I think, you know, it was very short-lived. I wasn't there long enough. But I just, Allie was just somebody that I felt like it was just easy to have a conversation with. I gravitated towards her energy. Like, she was just a good vibe. And she was always very, like, sweet and friendly with me. And, I mean, it's, she's not, you know, she's easy to look at. So that makes it fun. She smells good, too. So on a bus where you're trapped, she wasn't bad to hang out with. But, no, she was really sweet and... I think Allie, you know, I wasn't there long enough, but she definitely she does her thing this season. To just say that. Expect a showmance out of that one.
All right. So we do see Allie team up with Mac. They're working together. It's very out in the open. She even picks up a tag that isn't hers. What were the contestants saying basically after that first challenge about those two?
Oh, yeah, you saw it. I mean... That, from playing these games, you peep things like that, and instantly I was like, oh, these girls are gamers, they're here to play, and, you know, their threat level instantly went up, because, you know, they were sneaky, but props to them, it worked out, they got the advantage, and it aligned for them, but it definitely put them higher on my, like, threat list, for sure.
Got it. Now, we see a bit of the bus, but it's still just a bus. I know in Big Brother, you also have to deal with close quarters when you're trying to, like, scheme and plot. Can you talk a little bit about was there much scheming on the bus and how that dynamic works?
It didn't stop. It did not stop. It was game from the moment the wheels took off. Where do you think we're at? Where do you think we're going? When the sun is setting over here, who do you feel like you're vibing with? The game did not stop, and it was very fast-paced, extremely fast-paced. And you just had to adapt very quickly. But, it was Big Brother on steroids, truly.
Were there any clues you could really get? I think it was Biggie that was the one that was trying to track the sun, and I'm like, I don't know how much info you can get out of that.
I mean, at first he was on to something, and then once we went up, that it felt like we were going up a mountain and down a mountain, up a mountain for 10 hours. I was like, bro, the sun is not on our, like, stop.
Yeah.
All right? You guys, we're lost. All right? We don't know where the hell we're at. All right? So let's cut that shit out. Because it was just driving everybody stir crazy. But that's what led to the chaos and the magic of the show. You know, we really had no idea. And unless you won those clues, you were in the dark.
Got it. Oh. Okay, so the clues, we did see that Mac and I think it was Allie who got to look at those clues. They come back saying there were so many people, da-da-da. When you were able to go to the other players who couldn't leave the bus, was there much trust in what they had to say?
You had to trust them. You know, you take everything with what people say with a grain of salt, because obviously they're strangers to me at this point. I've only known you for like a couple of days, but... You have no other chance. If you don't win, you don't really know where you're at. So you got to kind of bet on those friendships, you know? Thankfully, they were looking out for me. I just didn't listen.
And what do you regret then when it comes to the not listening and, like, being a little bit specific on that?
I regret so much that, one, I didn't trust my gut and trust myself, because I knew... I was like, it has to be iconic. It has to be something big. It has to be something like, that everybody knows. And instantly, I just thought about the Colosseum. I was like, if we're in Italy, because we kind of knew we were in Italy, I was like, all right, it has to be the Colosseum. Something would always point back to the Colosseum. But there were so many things throwing me off that I was like, oh my God, I just don't know. So much chatter from the other side thinking we were in Milan. But I think just, I think I have a good sense and I get a good read on people, and I could tell Biggie was being genuine with, and he said that he thought we were in Rome and the clues and that's what he was going on. I feel like I could have trusted that. I just, till this day, I really don't know why I deviated from that. Like, I just, my brain was cooked.
Yeah, the whole team, your whole team went Rome and you went Milan. So I was like very curious about that. I am also curious. Do you have any connection with Biggie? Did you click in any way? Because I
Yeah.
know you're from Florida, but have you spent any time in Chattanooga?
I haven't, but one of my best friends, Fessy, he went to college in Chattanooga. He played
It's
for D2.
Fessy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he played D2 football for that university. So I told Biggie that. Biggie just reminds me of like one of my best friends from back home, Frankie. He reminds me of my friends from back home. So instantly I was like, I'm gonna get along with this guy. And I really did. I mean, I was only there for a couple of days, but time that I was there, he was one of my favorite people on that bus. So
Nice.
I'm rooting for him. Big fan of Biggie's, and I hope he makes it. We'll see. We'll
What
see how
did
it
you think of his performance, though, out there? He was kind of struggling.
goes. Help me, Biggie. I would have been still been on the bus. Damn it, Biggie.
Yeah. You painted a huge target on Rick before you left.
That
Ooh.
was the plan.
Why was that the plan?
I think people think that I did it because I was bitter that he got me out. And you could say it was a little bit of that, but I did it because I know, like in these games, if there's a target on somebody, the attention and the focus is on them. And that's just my style, like pinpoint and just call it what you want to call it, but it's good strategy. And I wanted to give an advantage to the people that I had built a relationship with, like Ali and Biggie and Shane and Tay, the people that were on my team. I wanted them to go further in the game. So, like, if I drew attention to Biggie, sorry.
Yeah,
This
Rick.
game, I think that would just have the focus on them, and everybody would just like not trust him moving forward. And he was moving a bit shady. He was playing every angle, and I didn't like it. So, I just wanted to blow up his game on my way out.
All right. We also noticed that Rachel and Kim were targets. I'm very curious why them.
I don't know. Oh,
Don't know.
we picked them, right?
Yeah, it was like debating on them, and you guys went with Rachel. I think Biggie says something about like there's the loud mom, and
Oh
then
yeah,
there's Rachel.
they just seemed very, well, no, Kim was very vocal and like, I don't know where the hell I'm at the whole time. So I was like, I love you so much, Kim, but like, you're coming with me. You're
Okay, all
with
right.
me. And then Rachel just really truly didn't know. So I think they were more vocal that they felt lost.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You said at the end, you're like Jeffrey D. Morgan. I know this place. I've been here. There's a place around the corner, a bar that I could take you to. Did you get to do that?
I did that. Jeffrey didn't go with me because he had to get on the road and head to the next destination. But yeah, I definitely disconnected. Jeffrey was awesome, man. And it was tough because I feel like I let him down. He's like, dude, I was betting on you. Like, I obviously can't make bets, but I was like, this guy's going in far. Oh, don't tell me that. It was really hard. I'll be honest with you, it was really hard to walk away from this show because I felt like I was, and like I was set up to do good and I completely fumbled it, but I'm only taking it as like, all right, I'll take my L, I'll take my loss. I'm coming back hungrier and I'm just going to dust the shoulders off and come back. Whatever next game I do, I'm ready to play. So yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything we didn't get to see that you wish made the cut?
There's a lot, obviously there's only so much they could show, but one of the big reasons why a lot of people thought we were in Milan is because we looked out the window for they unblurred the windows for like 3 4 seconds and we were in a hillside and it looked like Tuscany, so we're like, oh my God, we're so far out. But then after that we were driving for 2 days, but your mind just plays games on you, so you can't really track time, track the sun, track shit. And then also just the connections, like everybody, once like it gets deep, this group, we're all in a group chat right now. Like everybody's just so close, and like it's a really nice group, and like people just opened up and shared a lot about their stories, and we all connected. So just it's a really good group, and the connections that everybody forms in there. I mean, we're trapped on a bus; you got nothing else to do. So I don't think people kind of understand why their debt friendships are so deep, but like I mean, that's what reality TV. Everybody's gonna get really close.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, those are my questions and my time, but I really enjoy talking to you both times. I'm enjoying the show. Obviously, you're gonna keep watching and see if any of the people you're pulling for wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be good, so stay locked in because it only gets better. But thank you so much. You were so sweet. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.